Well, good morning to each of you. It's a blessing to be with you this morning to share in this special communion service, and I trust that each one of us will be blessed to be here this morning. As I was thinking about our communion service this morning and what to share, my mind went to what I believe is one of the central reasons for communion, and that is to remember. And my thoughts this morning stem from the phrase that Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." That's the title of the message this morning. And my text is from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. So you can turn there. And I would like for us to consider, what does it mean for us to remember? So 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. Paul says this, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." So here we see Paul writing to the Corinthian church. And Paul, in this chapter, is correcting some misguided practices that they had regarding the Lord's Supper, as he calls it, we would call it communion. They had some problems, some misguided conceptions of what communion was. And the verses just before and just after this text looks at what those issues were. I won't get into that this morning here. But they were kind of missing the point, and Paul is writing to correct them. And these verses that we just looked at, Paul is describing what communion is supposed to be. And he says, "This is what I received of the Lord." Verse 23, "I received this from the Lord, and I delivered it to you. This is what I taught you." And now he needs to remind them again. And just going over this is the ideal, what communion is all about. Let's think about the description that he gives of the Lord's Supper or communion. He says, the same night that Jesus was betrayed, first of all, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." And it says the same thing for the cup. He says, "This is the New Testament in my blood. And whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me." And then he gives a statement in verse 26. He says, "As often as you do this, you show," or some translations would say proclaim, "the Lord's death until he come." So Paul is saying, this is what it's about. And as I read over this, I can't help but notice the emphasis on remembering. And I realize that there are many differing views on communion. I don't want to get into that this morning, but as I read through this, I want to focus on remembering. And Paul lays it out, what Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So remembering. God knows that we as humans are very forgetful, and I think we know that as well. And sometimes that might be a good thing if we do something embarrassing and we just want to forget about it, and hopefully everybody else forgets about it too. But sometimes it's to our detriment, and we forget something very important, and we can't believe we forgot that. And I won't ask for a raise of hands who all has forgotten something important. Probably all of our hands would go up. But we need help to remember things. And we make sure we get reminders as we need. We set alarms and we write notes to remind us about things. And for that, most times, it's future things that we want to remember. A little prompt, a memory prompt. But I think another area that we need to remember is that of the past. Remembering the past, things that happened long ago that were significant. And maybe even before our lifetime. And just this week, I was thinking about remembering, and I realized that it was 5 years ago today that I was sitting in at Hershey Medical going through a stem cell transplant, and those memories are fading, and that's not part of our life anymore. But just to think about memories fading with time. And I think remembering the past is where things like memorials and practices come into play to help us remember things. They focus our mind on something that has happened in the past. My mind went to the Holocaust Museum. Probably all of us are familiar with the Holocaust Museum, remembering just the horrors of World War II and the death camps and all that. Something that happened in the past, before our lifetime. Most of that generation is gone and memories fade, but that museum stands as a memorial. This is what can happen. Don't let this happen again. A cautionary reminder, you might say. And thinking of practices, my mind goes to our time in South Dakota, where we were able to witness a practice that the Native Americans had to help them remember their past. And that was the Wounded Knee Ride. And I was doing a little bit of research on it, and I found this picture. And this is the Wounded Knee Ride. It's a memorial ride that they do. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with the story of Wounded Knee. Have you heard that name before, Wounded Knee? Somewhat. So Wounded Knee was a very tragic story. It happened in 1890. There was a massacre of several hundred Native Americans by the U.S. Army after they had traveled about 300 miles from the Standing Rock Reservation, so northern South Dakota, all the way down through Cherry Creek and into the Pine Ridge Reservation to Wounded Knee Creek. And there's a whole lot more context to the story, but at Wounded Knee Creek, they were killed there. And it's a very tragic story, and it's considered the end of Indian resistance in America. It's kind of symbolic in that way. And I remember I had the chance to visit the Wounded Knee site when we lived out in South Dakota. Went and visited the site, and they have a little plaque and a memorial there, small, nothing real big. But it's sobering to think about what happened there. And in 1986, there was a memorial ride that was started. And they retraced the same path that the original group took in 1890. And they go in the same time of year, late December. And if you've been to South Dakota in the wintertime, you know it gets very cold. So this is not an easy ride for them. Oftentimes it's cold and windy and snowy. But it's a memorial ride to remember their history. And I remember them going through Cherry Creek. We saw them ride through. That's right along the path. Maybe 15 riders or so. And I was told that towards the end, more riders join in, kind of cheating. They don't go the whole way. But they want to remember. They don't want to forget what happened. It's part of their history, and they have a practice to help them with that. And as I talked to different people in the area there, I realized that memory is still there, and it's real for them. even though it was well before their lifetime. So what about us? What do we remember? So this morning we're thinking about communion. And as Paul says, this is given to help us remember. It's a practice that keeps something close in our minds. And Paul tells us what it is. Verse 26, he says, "You do show the Lord's death." It's his body that was broken for you. And it's his blood that brought the New Testament of redemption and atonement. And as we partake in this communion service, our minds should be drawn to Jesus in remembrance, the sacrifice that he made and the triumph over death and the new life that he brings. And you know, there's so many different things about the story of Jesus that we could remember, but I think the central image in the story of Jesus is the cross. And I think the cross should be the focal point of our communion service as well. What the cross means for us. So I'd like to think a little bit as well about why we remember. Why do we remember? And I think the intent of doing something in remembrance is not just to mentally rehearse something that happened. We do that, yes, we bring things to mind and we remember the story, but it's more than just that. And I think it's also about shaping what kind of person we are today. That's true for the Holocaust Museum. The intent of that museum is to impact the people who view it. They want to make a difference in the present. And to think about these Wounded Knee riders, you know, the intent of that memorial ride isn't just a history lesson. You know, this happened in this year to these people, and, you know, history gets a bad reputation for that, just a list of names and dates. But it's deeper than that. It's a personal story for them. And as they go on that ride, they're remembering these were our people. And this is what they went through. And I think going on that ride impacts the way that they view the present and who they are. And it has a shaping effect. And I believe in the same way, our remembering in this communion service is more than just bringing something to mind. It's something that as we focus our minds on Jesus and as we partake of the bread and the cup, we're immersing ourselves into the story. And it becomes personal. This is our story. This is who I am. This is my Lord and Savior, suffering and dying. And I'm called to follow his example. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you need to take up your cross. And what does that mean for me today? And I think it calls for a response. And I had to think of the song, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." And you look at the words of that song, a song of reflection, considering the cross. And I think three of the verses end with a response. I survey the cross and it leads me to do this. It's more than just bringing something to mind. When we honestly survey the cross and remember, it moves us to respond. It's not just mentally rehearsing historical facts, but remembering a story and allowing that story to influence us today. And the end of verse 26, we see the phrase, "till he come." You do show the Lord's death till he come. And I think along with remembering the past is an anticipation of Jesus' return when this service will no longer be necessary. You know, this is a temporary ordinance. One day we're going to be in the presence of Jesus and we're going to be partaking in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I believe in communion as well, we can also look ahead to the day when that will be reality. So I trust that as we share in our communion this morning, that each one of us would be able to remember the cross and to allow our reflection and our remembrance to motivate a response. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your story, for the cross, for all that you have done for us. And we just bow in worship. And we thank you for what you have done. And I pray that as we remember your story this morning by partaking in communion, that you would do a work in our hearts, prompt a response as we consider what you've done for us. I pray that you would be lifted up through the remainder of our service. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.